This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
School closures. This is the day that our country will witness the moon completely covering the sun. First total solar eclipse in three decades. That first time has been completely covered for, what, 100 years? Isn't that what we learned? 99 years, something like that? 99 years of... Let's see, how can we do this? 99 years of
we
no
can't.
Sun.
It's okay.
99 years of no sun. Take it down and pass it around, 98.
Isn't Miles years. Supposed to be in the background, actually, with you to tell you to stop? Where
stop,
is he?
Please.
He's actually not here yet. They went up to Maine for a couple of days. They'll be back later on. So I'll have Miles and his talent tomorrow. Meanwhile, Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schillen is here. Later in the hour, we have astronaut Mike Massimino talking about the eclipse. Please, please, please. You have heard this 100 times. You've heard it once. Don't ruin your eyes by looking at the sun. Do not do it. This is a wonder of nature. It's amazing. But the way to protect yourself is just not to look at the sun. You have those glasses. Tom Kreitler, who's our home improvement guy, gave me actually an idea. If you have ever welded and worn those goggle glasses that welders do, your eyes would be safe. How easy it would be to find one of those glasses around remains to be seen.
But here's the deal. Even if you look at the sun, you're really not going to see anything. So what's the point of trying to screw up your eyes when all you're going to see is a big bright light?
Well,
come on.
You're a person who really is qualified to discuss this because you
and I won't
have
look
all that problem with your eyes. And you got to listen to Jennifer. She's had the retina. She's had the trouble with her eyes. The ophthalmologists who are into telling the story, yeah, it's a great show, but you would pay for it. If you look at it the wrong way, you'll pay for it for the rest of your life. So I don't want to make it down, but come on. Common says, tomorrow you know we are going to be talking about people who lost their eyesight.
There's a guy, he's very famous now because he's told a story. In 1967, there was an eclipse. He was a kid. He looked at it, and he's been blind his whole life.
Yeah.
So what's the point? And you're not going to see anything. That's just it. You're going to see a big, bright light if you look at it.
Remember when you were a child, how many of you did a science experiment? Remember trying to hold those magnifying glasses against the leaf in the sun to see if something would burn? That's what you do to your eyes when you look directly at the light. That's what I remember from the eighth grade. Holding the magnifying glass up to the sun and a dry leaf, and in seconds, the leaf burned because that's how powerful the rays of the sun are when you filter them through a prism or a magnifying glass. It was just a prism. The focus of the energy becomes so intense that it will light a leaf on fire. So, that's, I guess, I hope it's a word to the wise. When you look at the
There'll
sun...
There'll be that guy. There will be that guy. That
oh, there will be. Yep. Yeah. Yep. And it goes right to the sharpest point of your vision that will be completely damaged or destroyed. That's it. And just for to look at this thing, there'll be lots of these parties today. People get drunk.
How many babies do you think will be conceived today?
Ah, that's an interesting question. Hadn't thought about that. We've been talking about your most popular the birthdays. If you haven't seen that chart, go to facebook.com/DJV show and look at the birthday chart. See where your birthday shows up there. It's kind of a cool thing. I don't know. I want to overcook this business about the sun's rays and the retina and your vision and all of that sort of thing. You need to enjoy it. But I'm going to enjoy it. Because I won't see much of it where I am anyway. Here in the Northeast, it'll be basically nothing. But I will be thinking as I'm on my tractor raking hay and then baling it this afternoon, how important. I always look up in the sky at the blue sky, clouded sky, the sun in the sky. I'm doing that all the time when I'm on the tractor. It's a good, you can't really do it when you're driving. I can do it on the tractor because I'm not going that fast. But if you're driving, maybe a moment of peace and tranquility, pull over at that time. What is the designated time anyway? I forget.
It starts for us in LA at 9:05, but it's at its height at 10:20.
Yeah. So that's 1:20 East Coast time. Just about the time Kara leaves the studio, you'll be able to see as you're walking to your car, Kara, whatever impact it has.
I have to figure out what I'm going to do because there are signs all over the roads here on the highways that say make a plan for during the eclipse. There's no parking on the highway, and I'm sure that some dummy is going to do it. So I have to decide if I want to avoid the roads at that time of day because I'm sure there are going to be tons of people who are driving. They're going to be staring right at it without their glasses on, and they're going to burn their eyes out, and then there's going to be all kinds of stuff going on.
You need to find a cool place to go in Arlington. You need to go to that wine place and sit there and have a glass of wine and scream it on your phone.
I'll just be like, is
that's
there
what
a
I would do.
Maybe they have a rooftop bar that I can go on.
Yeah. So, this again, these sorts of things. We ought to have a little music just for fun. Has there been a song more than Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart?
No, because those people are cashing in because she's doing a cruise to sing that during the eclipse.
Yeah.
And you know how much people paid for that? A lot.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to see anything.
I don't think that song has been played more in the last 20 years than this week.
Yeah. It's so fascinating, though. And that's thinking about what is there about this thing that is so fascinating for the average person to look up there and try to render.
I was more excited about it last week. Now I don't care today because I talked to a scientist who said in Los Angeles, where I am, you're only getting 60%, which means it's going to be even less than a cloudy day. So,
yeah.
Boo.
Right. Yeah. No, it's the same thing here.
Now, if I were in Oregon or in Kentucky or Montana where you can actually see it, I'd be so excited.
Yeah. The videos that have been put together by NASA that sort of depict what has happened or what is happening, I think those are great because you can now, the real pictures of the Earth and the Moon and the things that have come back from the telescopes about the surface of the Sun makes it seem all that much more real. And for that, I think it's a great educational experience. It really is.
And if it brings people together away from political division and nonsense, if it brings people together to look up at the sky today, all right, then it's great.
Right. Yep. Good thinking. 14 past the hour on the DJV experience. I want to, and if I can for 60 seconds or so, introduce you to a remarkable product. This is not new to the marketplace, but it's new for me to be talking about. Balance of Nature Fruits and Vegetables. This is the Balance of Nature way to provide you with the nutrients of 9, 10, 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and vegetables. Every single time you take one of these capsules, you're getting different whole ripened fruits and vegetables and the equivalent of perhaps 11 servings of them in this one capsule. That costs you 22 cents? Imagine that. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies help boost your immune system, help to make your body better, stronger. Now, there are a lot of these places you go to with a vitamin store or whatever it is, and they'll tell you they've got this product and that product. It'll do this, that, or the other thing. Well, I think that the reason I believe these people have got it right is because they're offering to you the opportunity to understand how to use the product and also how to guide you through any steps that you're taking to have better individual health. They have health consultants on the staff, and they're not there to sell you anything. They're there to help you. How many other companies do you know of that provide a health coach at no charge to guide you with questions? 800-246-8751. That's the Balance of Nature phone line. 800-246-8751. Call that number, or you can go on to balanceofnature.com. Get this product in your life. help you help your family, help yourself. Whatever your motivation is, you're going to love this product, and you'll feel the difference. You'll sense the, as a great compliment to Superbeats, actually, another one of the, I just find, I'm, because advertisers find it, I'll give a little insight into how this all works. Advertisers like to advertise on a program that gives them an ambiance that is of support. I talk about health all the time. That's why when we have these conversations about balance of nature, I feel good about talking to you because I have some credibility. The same thing is true about Superbeats and the aging process. Balance of nature helps in the aging process, Superbeats as well. I mean, I suppose I can tie the two together, although they're not the same company at all. Superbeats opens up with nitric oxide your arteries, makes your heart last longer, your system work better. The inflammation that are the enemies of your arteries come because the arteries are closing up. So you open up the endothelial lining of the artery, gets the blood pressure going through your body. It's really self-sustaining. It's fabulous. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. So get yourself over to the Superbeats counter by dialing 800-655-4183. Nitric oxide opening up your blood vessels, getting the blood to your muscles, your brain. I certainly need that after what happened when I knocked my noggin last week. So how about you take a little, I suppose maybe advice is the word for it. 30-day supply of Superbeats free at 800-655-4183. You can say, well, Doug, what are you selling, Superbeats or Balance of Nature products? I'm selling them both. 800-655-4183 or DougLikesBeats.com. Maybe that's the easiest way to remember. But they're both good for you, both things that you should involve yourself with. 800-655-4183 or order your 30-day supply of Superbeats free at DougLikesBeats.com and go to nature, balanceofnature.com to get the benefits of that product as well, putting them both together. All right, television report time. Jennifer's got a rundown of all the TV shows you think ought to be on the plate for tonight, Jen.
Yes, it's going to be all about politics and solar eclipses tonight on TV. The president addresses the nation on his strategy for Afghanistan. That's at 6 o'clock Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern, depending on where you are. You can tune in. That'll be on all the major news networks. CNN is also doing a town hall. See the political theme here with Paul Ryan. He is the Speaker of the House. He'll be doing a town hall from his congressional district in Racine, Wisconsin. Now, if the eclipse is more your jam, you're not ready to give it up tonight. Nova Eclipse Over America is at 9 p.m. on PBS. This is covering all of the best from the total solar eclipse that happens today. And if you need a little bit of break from eclipse, from politics, then Bachelor in Paradise will definitely fit the bill there. That's new, 8 p.m. on ABC. When Rachel, a cast-off contestant from Rachel's season of The Bachelorette, actually washes up with a date card that's burning a hole in his pocket. So you'll see what couple gets hot and heavy after that date. And CBSN on assignment, 10 p.m. CBS, the correspondent Rena Ninen goes to the front line of cyber warfare. So those are your best picks tonight on TV.
ABC has ordered a live-action adaptation of The Jetsons.
I love this, by the way.
Reviving the Jetsons, along with the Munsters and Miami Vice.
It's so funny how no new shows. Yeah, they just all do reboots. But, you know, the Jetsons might actually be fun. I loved that cartoon as a kid because of the technology it showed.
I wonder what they can do with the technology today.
Exactly. That's what I'd be interested to see.
Yeah, I mean, the technology of what the real world is all about when it comes to this sort of thing, and also what they can do with the computer graphics, what they can generate, that sort of thing. Yeah, it might be interesting to see. I've never been a Jetsons fan, frankly. Here comes, what's the guy's name?
George Jetson.
Yeah, that's it.
Elroy.
21 after the hour.
His wife.
Yeah.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's time for New Music Monday here on the DJB Experience. Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen, and Shania Twain. This is a song called Swinging With My Eyes Closed from her upcoming album Now, which will drop about a month from now. You can pre-order it if you want. What do you think of this? Crank it up, Kara. Let's listen.
I like her first single a little bit better, the Life's About to Get Good one that she released a couple months ago.
Right. This doesn't say or feel...
It doesn't really feel like Shania to me.
It doesn't sound like Shania. I agree with
you. I like it, and I think it will have an audience, and I definitely... I mean, she's got a tour coming up, and I think that it will sell out, no problem.
Yeah.
But I think I'm used to things a little bit more fun from her, and this isn't that fun to me.
That's an interesting way of putting it. Yeah, okay. All right, so that's one of the three songs on New Music Monday. Let's see if they get better as we progress through the list. Shania Twain again, Swinging With My Eyes Closed, name of the tune. Next up on the Hit Parade in New Music Monday is Miley Cyrus. A song called Younger Now. Now, I'm not a fan of hers, and yet I like the way this starts. Crank it up, Carol, would you please? So much younger now.
You know, I feel like she's getting a little bit back to her songwriting roots. Her last album that came out before this was just kind of all pop songs, and you know, there was a lot of references to weed, and like it wasn't very deep. It was just kind of surface level stuff. And this song and the song that she put out a couple months ago, Malibu, I feel like she's gotten a lot closer to where she started with and where her dad's from, and her godmother is Dolly Parton. And so I think, you know, listening to the lyrics to this, it's telling a bit more of a story than what she did before. So I'm excited. I'm, you know, I like this Miley Cyrus a bit more than I liked the other stuff. So I'm excited to hear other stuff from the album.
Younger Now which is the title track from the album, available for pre-order at the moment, and that'll drop the end of September, a month or so from now. All right, so that's number two in the focus of our three big new songs. This is one that I'm anticipating, have not heard it. Jeff Beck plays the guitar with Van Morrison on Transformation.
Down in your school.
Sounds like Van Morrison to me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's the character. That's from an album called Roll with the Punches. I'm pre-order now. Due out next month, too. That's Beck. This sounds like a normal riff from one of his concerts when he just goes on and has everybody in the band go on into any number of a dozen songs that have been hits from his repertoire going back to 1968, this guy. 50 years. Been on the road singing music. What a character. He really is. That's him. I love that song. Sounds like a lot of other stuff he's doing. Really. But it's good. I like it. You like it, Kara?
Yeah, I really like it. I'm always a fan of Van Morrison, but I feel like his sound just is universal and it just stays the same, and it's so good and smooth.
All right, New Music Monday, 28 after the hour, DJV time.
In today's automotive news, Infiniti announced the winner of their engineering academy. Evan Sloan will be heading to England for a year in October. He will spend 6 months with the Renault Formula One team and 6 months with Infiniti Racing. Evan, originally from Uxbridge, Massachusetts, is a student at Caltech. The competition culminated in 2 days of testing at the Microsoft campus in Seattle. Next time you see Evan, it'll be in the pits at an F1 race. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Thousands of people are killed in drunk driving crashes every year. If you've been drinking, get a ride, call a cab, or find some other safe way home. Because drunk driving can cost you a lot more than an arrest and a fine. Drive sober or get pulled over.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me.
Slimy, Francis.
Fill my heart with song and let me sing.
Have you heard this song before, Kara?
Have I ever heard Fly Me to the Moon? Yes.
Yeah, I've
yes, many, many times.
Okay. You know, there are some disconnects when it comes to our conversational ability to communicate one generation to another.
Yes, you're right. But I will say this is probably one of the most well-known Frank Sinatra or Tony Bennett or, you know, so many people have done it.
Yes, right. I think Sinatra does it best, however. That's my review of the situation. So we're all thinking about the moon. Want to be nice today not to think about North Korea. Want to be nice not to think about Barcelona. Won't it be nice to think, not think about Charlottesville and terrorism and whatever it is. I just think it'd be good to get our minds off of all that silly stuff. Astronaut Mike Massimino, who is the astronaut covering the eclipse for NASA all over the place today, he'll join us in a few minutes. A portrait of Winston Churchill that he signed as a gift for Joseph Stalin. is up for sale today. Price tag about $195,000. That's where they think it'll open. The picture of Churchill is inscribed to Marshal and Premier Stalin, who at the head of the Russian armies and the Soviet government broke the main strength of the German military machine and helped us all to open paths to peace, justice, and freedom. So, you can see a picture of it on the web at a site called Moments in Time. It was given to him in 1944, but somehow or other, it got I'm not sure what happened. It got replaced or misplaced or something, and just recently was rediscovered. So that's a very interesting, isn't it? How things change. You notice how things change, and yet they stay the same in terms of what we have, what it is that's awesome, what we think is awesome. Can you imagine a portrait of Winston Churchill that he signed to give to Stalin? That's awesome. It is. Do you study that stuff in school, Kara? How much of the history of Russia and Stalin's era did you study when you were in school?
You know, not really that much, and it's kind of interesting because I'm sure we touched on that a bit in U.S. history, and we had to take European history, but there's so much European history that I find you start so early that uh-huh. you never really hit any kind of modern history. But, you know, it's interesting, with The Crown coming out last year, you kind of feel like you learn more about Winston Churchill.
Yes.
And I think that's I love shows like that because it's a more interesting way for younger people to learn about something that they didn't really learn that much about before.
And Lithgow was fabulous.
Oh, yeah, he was amazing.
He really was capturing that. All right, I saw this book over the weekend, Don't Ask. I didn't really pay a lot of attention to it. It's a book about sexual positions that came out in the 15th century, describing the art of making love in various positions. And I thought about that as I read the story about what happened on the Southwest Airlines plane this weekend. Most people aware of what happened. Now, you've heard of the concept of the Mile High Club, right? You all know mm-hmm. what the Mile High Club is. I'm not going to ask you any personal questions, Kara, about that, and you don't have to ask me.
Well, the answer is no, if that's what you're going to ask.
Okay.
But
so this couple engaged in activity that was, according to Southwest, inappropriate. And it is. I mean, if you're going to join the Mile High Club, you at least can go into the toilet.
Yeah, so were they just in the... I actually haven't read the story. They were just in the seats?
Yeah.
Is there a pretzel position in that book? And is that what is that what they were engaging in?
Well, they have all kinds of pictures here as to how to engage in the... but they call it the act of wild beasts. Well, if you can't control yourself in a situation like this, you kind of are not any different. You know, in some ways, animals are true to their instincts, for sure. But humans, it would seem, is this? Am I profiling myself in a way that makes me feel or sense? You people think I'm a prude?
Well, I get that.
I don't think I'm a prude.
I get that to some people, maybe it's hot in that situation and the thought of getting caught or something like that. But
yeah, maybe
here's
it makes it more
deal.
Exciting.
There's so many people sitting around you. I don't know if they were in a row with just two seats or if there were other people on the other side of them or people, you know, in front of them or behind them. And it makes it so awkward for everyone else. And sitting on a plane is already not great.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think you could just probably hold off for, like, unless you're on a flight to Australia and, you know, it's like 16 hours, but I think you could probably hold off for a little while, in my personal opinion.
There was a video I remember seeing earlier this year of flying around of a couple of people in a similar circumstance on a Ryanair flight in England. I don't know. Come on.
And then, as you say, yeah, there are pictures of it, and there's video of it, and so whether or not you meant to make a sex tape, now you have one on the internet, and your parents have to see it, and your relatives
right.
have to see it. And
these
were
younger kids, and this one was doing a lap dance on the guy in the seat.
Oh, God.
How do you do that?
How is there even room for that?
Oh,
I don't even have room for my legs on a plane. How do they have room for a lap dance?
You leave that to your imagination. There are a lot of people concerned after a second U.S. Navy destroyer collided with a merchant ship off the coast of Singapore over the weekend. What the heck's going on? Why are these people? You remember Friday, I think we were talking about what happened, disciplinary action taken against the people in the last crash a month or so ago. I think it was the end of June when the last crash took place. And now here's another one. We have all of this extensive technology. So these things are practically running themselves, and yet another collision. And people are asking why, and that's a good question to be asking, frankly.
Yeah, can you think of any other recent ones in recent history? Because, you know, these have happened so close to each other, and I can't think of hearing about this, you know, any other times in the last few years.
Well, there have been some, but with the state of technology being what it is, I can't imagine, and neither can anybody else imagine, that there's any good reason for this. So, you know, I'm giving you my thoughts based on no experience, just practical questions about, hey, what in the world? Why is it that there is a lack of attention being paid?
And it's sad because there's a lot of young guys on these ships. One of the guys that died in the last crash was a guy that actually went to a friend's high school in the area around here. And so, you know, he was only in his young 20s.
Yeah. Well, a lot of things going on now in these ships that ought not to be going on, that's for sure. Maybe it just is a sign of the times, and I don't mean to pass it off that way, but the kinds of discipline on these ships is not what it used to be. What's expected, you know, you have to give into the new era, the new time that we're in, and I don't know that that's appropriate. You've got to hold some of these people to a strong, stiff standard, as a matter of fact. Coming up in a few moments, Mike Massimino, the NASA astronaut, covering the eclipse, because today is Eclipse Day.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard. After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because I really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
One time I was falling in love, now I'm only falling apart. There's nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart.
Joining us now is former astronaut Mike Massimino, who is here to focus with us on the Great American Eclipse. For the first time in almost 100 years, most of you are now aware there is a total solar eclipse that will span our country, stretching from Oregon down to South Carolina. The Science Channel is on the ground capturing the excitement with a special all day long, I think here and there, and then it'll be sort of put together at 9 o'clock, hosted by former astronaut Mike Massimino, who is here to sort of bring us around to what you first learned. Go back with us, if you will, Mike, to your days in school, in elementary school, junior high school, high school.
What kind of caught my attention, what affected me the most, was when I saw Neil Armstrong walk on the moon. I was 6 years old, so I'm old enough to remember. I was little, but at 6 years old, I was able to form those memories, and that's what got me interested in the space program. I thought that this was the most amazing thing ever to happen, and I had a sense that it was going to be the most important thing ever happening ever, and I wanted to somehow be a part of it as a very young person. But, you know, by the time I got to be about 8 or so, as I was growing up, I realized that that was going to be impossible, is what I thought. So I kind of didn't think much about it until I got out of college. I went to Columbia University for as an undergrad and got an engineering degree and was working as an engineer and started thinking, well, you know, I still really like the space program. That dream got rekindled. I went to see a movie called The Right Stuff, and I read the book by Tom Wolfe, and it rekindled my my interest.
So now you've done two space flights, the Hubble Space Telescope servicing missions. You were the first person to tweet from space.
Yes, I was the first guy to do that. Take that, Neil Armstrong.
I'm sure you've been asked this 100 times. When you go up, you look around. Because we're focused on the sun and the eclipse, how much, when you're in the capsule, when you're out there, do you see the sun? How does the sun appear different to you in space than it does on the ground?
It looks like a big star out there, Doug. Especially from a spacewalk, when you can look wherever you like. It's in a distance, of course, but it looks like a big star. The atmosphere kind of distorts the light that comes into our planet. Does the same thing for the stars and the sun and the moon. Whatever reaches us is filtered and distorted a bit by our atmosphere. Once you get above our atmosphere, you can see things more clearly. The sun is extremely bright in space. It's the brightest bright I've ever experienced. It's almost like a pure white.
So what do we need to be aware of? Let's get to the practical side of the eclipse. Mm-hmm. As it approaches the west coast, goes across, I think, Carbondale, Illinois, is where, if I've read correctly, the most impact is going to be felt. But people will see it, and there are all these things about getting glasses and don't look at the sun. I mean, I suppose those are practical things, but what else is there that we need to keep in mind as this event transpires?
Carbondale is the point where it'll be totality for the longest. At like, I think it's 2 minutes 41.6 seconds. But along the path of totality, you're going to be pretty close to that anyway. It's like 2 minutes and 41 seconds. So, but the most totality will be seen from that one spot. But if you're along the path of totality from Oregon down to Charleston, South Carolina, where I'll be with the Science Channel, you'll see the sky go dark for about those 2.5 minutes. So the stars will come out. There'll be a hole in the sky with the moon covering up the sun and a ring of fire around the sun. For those not in the path of totality, it's still going to be really cool. You know, there'll be first contact of the moon with the sun, and then it's going to take a bite. You can think of the moon taking a bite out of a cookie, exactly like a Pac-Man. And that bite will get larger and larger. And depending where you are, it could be 70% or 80% that you'll see of the sun missing, but it'll still be really cool. I think the cool thing about this is that it's a cosmic event. It's a reminder that we live on a planet, and the moon orbits with us around the sun, and we get those reminders when, as astronauts, we're lucky enough to see that take place. As I said, you can see the sun as a big star out there, and you know you're part of this cosmic dance that's going on. I think you should get outside with your friends and family and enjoy it together. Look at other people's reactions and try to remember your own reaction to this, because it's truly amazing. It's a reminder of how wondrous the universe is.
Sure is. Mike Massimino, for the Science Channel, on the ground, capturing the excitement. Watch the special tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time or Pacific Time, hosted by Mike. Thank you, Mike. Good luck.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Thinking as I'm sitting here now, well, maybe this is my big break. This is my big chance. You know what I mean?
You don't just walk onto a network show without experience. Now, I know it's an old hackneyed expression, but it happens to be the truth. You've got to start at the bottom.
I know. That's where I am, at the bottom.
That's a perfect place to start.
So that's De Niro with Jerry Lewis from what movie, Chucker?
That was Martin Scorsese's The King of Comedy, which really changed the perception of Jerry Lewis in movies back in 1980. Played it straight, did a really good job. That was one of the better roles on film. But Jerry Lewis primarily was known in the 60s for his really wacky comedies like The Nutty Professor, The Errand Boy, and I guess Jim Carrey would have some similarity in terms of over-the-top goofy comedy that Lewis did back in the 1960s. I primarily know Jerry Lewis for the Labor Day MS telephone, which I thought he did an outstanding job. And although telephones dug now are somewhat passe televised ones, he made those very memorable and almost must-see TV back in the day.
Yeah. All right. Well, the passing of Jerry Lewis is something of note. I'm a believer in if you don't have something good to say, then just don't say it, although I think I've said plenty of stuff. The business of him being funny, listen, if you found him to be funny, that's good. If it made you laugh.
Yeah, no, listen, I can't tell you that I found it to be overly funny from watching his stuff, but I think you want to say he was a complex personality would be an understatement.
Yeah. Right. I think that's a good way of putting it. I had a little too much inside information and insight as my friend Ed McMahon brought me to the, I think it was 4 years that I went to the telethon,
okay,
watched what was going on there, did my program from there, talked to some of the people who were stars,
McMahon really was the glue that held it together, but nobody ever really figured that out, or nobody outwardly.
But
I'm
glad you brought that up. So I do have a question for you. Did anybody ever really disclose why Jerry Lewis had such a passion for MS?
I cannot say with authority. My speculation is that there's something that was missing in his life, and he needed to sort of, or had somebody he was close to, that he needed to sort of make a connection with and do something good for, and I think that's where it came from, but I honestly don't know the background, and I don't know that I ever asked that question. That's a good question.
That is a good question. I always was curious about that myself. I guess one of the highlights of that telethon back in 1976 when Frank Sinatra orchestrated a reunion with him and Dean Martin, that was a great television moment.
Yes, it was. There were a lot of great television moments. I remember being in the studio one of the years they held it, and I was in Las Vegas and both in L.A., I think, because they've done it in both places. And I remember going on to the set and watching them do their thing, and how it was completely fractured. I mean, the whole it was like doing a live radio program. Complete chaos, no real direction. The fact that it came together the way that it did was a testament to the people who were the real professionals, and that's why I said what I did about Ed, because behind the scenes, Ed was producing stuff, pushing people here, helping people understand what was going on, making friends with people, and Jerry was just out front to take. But I think on four or five occasions over the years, Jerry gets sick or he couldn't go through the night or whatever, and Ed would step in and make it work. So, but there's no question, he, and Dick Gregory, too, passed away over the weekend, didn't do many movies, but they had significant social impact for different reasons.
No doubt about that.
Yep, right. All right, so we're going to get box office totals now. I said I went to see Logan Lucky, or whatever it was, Lucky Logan.
Yeah,
what a horrible waste of time. We keep asking ourselves when we go to the movies.
Why didn't you like it? I didn't see it. What, was it too quirky? It just didn't work.
Nah, it was too. There's too much stupidity in it.
Okay,
that's all it is. It just stupid. And I'm just Channing Tatum. I think is someone I have great respect for. Daniel Craig, for God's sakes, James Bond.
He's doing something really quirky in that film, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he plays a prison guy. He really is.
You know what I did yesterday?
What?
I did a Twilight Zone night at my local theater. We screened Twilight Zone, the movie from 1983, and then I surprised the audience, and we screened three classic episodes from the original 60s series. It was a really good time. We had about 60 people show up, which is a good crowd.
All right, 20 seconds for box office totals.
Number one, Hitman's Bodyguard with Ryan Reynolds and Sam Jackson, $21 million over the weekend. Annabelle Creation, $15 million, $64 million in 2 weeks. The film you love, Doug, Lucky Logan, did just $8 million on a $29 million budget. Dunkirk, which is doing well, $6.7 million, and the Nut Job, an animated film, ran out the top five.
All right, Chuck Curry here on Movie Moments, 59.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.